Plan your weekend with your family and friends. Find out more on freshfm.com.na/events.
It's 8:36 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. 8:36. It's awards season time. We spoke at length about Best of NAM just now, and we'll continue with it in a bit. But another exciting award, another platform that is extremely exciting for a couple of reasons, is the MTC Content Creator Awards. And with me, I've got Carlos, just to walk us through this platform. Carlos, my good sir, how are you doing this morning?
Yes, I'm fine, my brother. How are you doing?
We good, Carlos. There's quite a number of things that's happening with the, I suppose, the second edition, isn't it, of the content, the MTC Content Creator Awards. This is the second edition, isn't it?
Yes. It's officially now the MTC Content Creator Awards.
Yeah.
So just to give you guys some background, we started the awards of last year with our previous partners.
Mm.
We had a very successful event. The Content Creator Awards actually includes four events that actually make up the total awards season for us. So normally it starts off with the media launch and the announcements of the categories. So that we had done about a few 2 weeks ago. And now we are left with the nominations announcement event. Apart from the nominations announcement event, we then have the Content Creators Workshop. That takes place just before the awards, and then lastly, the awards take place at the end of the year.
Mm. Well, I mean, you mentioned previous partners from last year. Now you've got a new partner in MTC. What are we planning here? How important is this new partnership?
So this new partnership is definitely important with regards to MTC. What they always advise is that, you know, if we are going to be doing something, it needs to be impactful, and it needs to be industry impactful, not just impactful on individuals, but also industry impactful. So the whole goal of this year is to make it much better, 2 to 3 times better. The prize money is also 2 to 3 times better.
Nice.
Apart from that, we have added new categories. Apart from the new categories that we have added, we are planning in on bringing in experts locally and internationally for the workshop as well as for the awards, you know, to come educate our content creators on how to monetize, how to create more impactful content. But most importantly, this is all about telling Namibian stories and documenting Namibian stories for 20 to 30 years after now, to show that these are the people who were creating content back in those days, and this is how they were telling Namibian stories at that specific time.
Nah, you guys have a vision. I love it. You have a vision, and obviously MTC saw that vision. Talk to us about the nominations. It's officially open for those who are wanting to enter or nominate a creator. How does the process work, Buta?
Okay, so currently the nomination process is open to the whole country. So what we basically have is we have a website, www.namccawards.com. And that website is basically where you can nominate your content creators for the specific categories. So currently, what we are going to be doing is we are going to be having 10 people nominated based on the amount of nominations that they have received per category for all of the 21 categories. And then from those 10 people, we will have a judges panel that will sit down and then work out and select the top four out of each category. And then those top four is what will be announced in September. And then the SMS voting process will start now for those categories through the top four. And then the winners will be selected from the top four at the main awards night. So if the guys can please visit the website. Once you're on the website, you will see it's very easy to navigate. You go to nominate a creator. You select the category you want to nominate. And then you basically just copy the link of the creator that you want to nominate them for, the Instagram or the YouTube link, into the website. And then we take it from there.
Well, I mean, the biggest category here, I suspect, is the MTC Content Creator of the Year. That one looks like the big one. But walk us through other exciting categories here that we can look at. I see that there are 21 of them, Buta.
Yes. So with regard to the categories, MTC Content Creator of the Year is definitely the biggest award. Prize money is also bigger than all the others. But then we basically have awards that are meant for everyone in the content creation space. So we have travel and tourism. We also have emerging travel and tourism because we understand that there are people who are emerging. That was something that was suggested by Gondwana, which was our tourism sponsor for last year.
Nice.
So we kept it on this year as well. So that's for the emerging guys. And when we say emerging, what we are basically trying to say is that someone that started recently 2-3 years ago, someone that has less than 25,000 followers. So we are trying to accommodate the guys who are coming up, not to compete with the bigger guys. Then we have categories such as dance, foodie, fashion and lifestyle, fitness, song of the year, because we also want to have artists, you know, benefit something as the artist music awards are a bit on hold now. Influencer of the year, visual arts, comedy, emerging creator of the year itself, videographer, photographer, best influencer campaign, YouTube channel of the year, best content creating corporation. So that's where the companies come in. We also want to recognize them
100%
for the content that they create. And then lastly, these are the three new categories that were added this year based on the discussions with our partners, which is film and TV director of the year, film and TV producer of the year, and film and TV actor of the year. So guys that are on One Africa NBC this year should at least be a bit excited for those.
Nice. Don't forget NTV. They'll get very annoyed with us if you don't mention them as well.
Yeah. And NTV as well.
Exactly.
Everyone on the Namibian TV channel, they should be excited for that.
Ah, so believe. Now, Carlos, of course, you know, we're counting down to the awards night. Help us with a date. Do we have a confirmed date of the actual awards?
Yes, so the actual awards date confirmed is the 6th of December. So
nice.
We are welcoming the December season with the awards, first week of December. That's when we'll be having the awards. Currently, the venue is the NTN as we had it last year. We'll just basically be making it bigger and better, taking up the backstage and so forth.
All right. Well, Carlos, thank you so much for your time. We both still continue with this conversations as the time nears, and maybe even give away a couple of tickets and you know, get excited when the nominations have been announced. So there's a lot that we still need to talk about. Carlos, thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the best, and we're looking forward to our next conversation.
Okay, no, thank you. Definitely after the nominations have been announced, we also have a few things to give away from our partners. You know, as we say, we are with MTC, so it will be giving away phones, it will be giving away iPads, it will be giving away DJI Osmos, and this is all for the SMS voting. So the more you vote, the more you stand chances of winning such stuff as soon as we have announced the nominations.
That's what I'm talking about. Carlos, we wish you well.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's 8:43 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The MTC Content Creator Awards is officially in full swing for 2025. Nomination phase is open. Go out there, go to the website and nominate your favorite. Don't be now that person when December 6th comes and you want to be like, my favorite has not been nominated. How can they not nominate? Who? But you didn't nominate. Nominate. You have a chance now to nominate. However, with Best of NAM, though, that process is done, and we'll continue with more categories after this.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.